Ukrainians could watch on TV this week as their Supreme Court debated the fairness of the presidential vote. Those who tuned in to one independent channel could see justices now and then refer to a document. It's called a bench book, and it's a guide for the judges on how to interpret Ukraine's election law. This particular bench book was written with the assistance of the American Bar Association and underwritten by the U.S. government. Michael Maya is deputy director of the American Bar Association's Central European and Eurasian Law Initiative, and he joins me on the line now. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Who wrote this bench book?
It was a combination of a handful of people, most prominently Maria Stavnichuk of the Central Election Commission, also Judge Hemenuk.
She's Ukrainian?
Court. That's right. Judge Hemenuk of the Supreme Court, and it was edited, quite importantly, by Judge Yurema. And Judge Yurema is actually the head of the civil chamber, which is
also in Ukraine.
Also in Ukraine, who ultimately oversaw and presided over this landmark case.
So what was the role of the ABA, the American Bar Association?
We were facilitators, and also we have, a brilliant lawyer, a Ukrainian lawyer on our staff, Yevgen Rodchenko, who really spearheaded this particular project and worked very closely with the two judges and also the member of the Central Election Commission.
And briefly, what is in this book?
It's basically a soup-to-nuts guide on the presidential election law, and it describes how one judge adjudicates any number of disputes that might end up in their chambers, and ultimately some of the very problems that were treated in this particular bench book ultimately arose and were addressed by the Supreme Court.
Can you give me a few examples?
One of the examples is dealing with absentee ballots and mischief and mayhem associated with that, and ultimately that was a big piece of the case. Also, equal media access to all parties. That, too, was something mandated by the election law and also treated in the bench book and also ultimately in the decision.
I understand the American Bar Association also trained several of the justices on Ukraine's Supreme Court.
That's right. We actually not only trained the judges, but we ultimately used them as trainers. We ended up taking them on something akin to a training roadshow. We used anywhere between one and three Supreme Court judges, including Judge Yurema, to go throughout the regions in Ukraine, and we ultimately trained 700-some judges.
How were you received?
I think quite well. I think the judges were actually anxious to receive the training, and you also have to remember that judges in the smaller cities and the like don't often have a chance to be trained by somebody of great stature. And generally speaking, the Supreme Court judges are highly respected. So for them, I suspect it was quite enjoyable and also intellectually stimulating to study the election law with trainers coming from the Supreme Court in Kiev.
What was your reaction when you heard that the Ukrainian Supreme Court had decided to call for another vote?
I can't say that myself or other people who are watching this closely were terribly surprised. We were just extraordinarily heartened. And this is, I think in my opinion, probably the landmark decision coming out of any judiciary in the former Soviet Union in the last 13 years. This is really an extraordinary event.
What effect do you think this Supreme Court decision might have in the region?
I think judges throughout the entire former Soviet Union and perhaps even beyond will take heart at this decision. Again, this is an absolutely extraordinary event. And the fact that the proceedings were on television makes it all the more extraordinary. This, for the Ukrainians, was the equivalent of the World Cup finals in an OJ case all wrapped into one.
Michael Maya is Deputy Executive Director of the American Bar Association's Central European and Eurasian Law Initiative. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.